Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Our next guest is no stranger to either the automotive world or the media. Cody Smith of Cloy's Gear is a technical product director and also does a great deal of their videos for social media, and he's a presenter at various industry events around the country. You know, I've been watching Cody from afar for a while now, and I've been a longtime user of Cloy's as well. It's good stuff, and he's a great talent for the industry, and we're happy to have him here with us. Cody Smith, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir.
Hey, thank you, Ron. It's great to be here.
You know, timing chains. Engines have timing chains, right? They have to have some form of a timing component. If you were going to, you know, give us a little timing chain 101, explain it to the listeners. What is a timing chain? What does it do?
Well, the timing chain is pretty simply the component that's going to connect your crankshaft up to your camshaft and keeps the engine timing correct. You know, automotive timing systems have gone through many transitions over the years. You know, commonly in antique vehicles, you're gonna find, you know, gear to gear type timing sets. That transitioned into the common three-piece timing sets that everybody kind of traditionally knows in your small block Chevrolets, you know, direct from the crank up to the cam and a push rod V8. And then the modern era seeing the timing belt be introduced, and that kind of occurred due to, you know, the proliferation of overhead cam engines, where you had a much longer distance between the crank to the camshafts.
You know, Cody, why didn't they stay with timing belts? You know, they went from chain, they went to belt, and then they're back to chain again, and they're back to belt again. You know, why does it vary so much? Is it the engine design that creates the difference in the need?
Yeah, the engine design and really the technology. I mean, the biggest reason why we're seeing timing chain systems in modern vehicles was the introduction of variable valve timing. So variable valve timing is typically oil pressure operated. With that being said, the VVTs need to be inside of the oil, you know, the crankcase, the oil bath. Once the introduction of that technology kind of took over, everything shifted back to a timing chain system underneath the timing cover.
So back up a second now, you know, 40 years ago, we'll use a small block Chevy. It was kind of like a bicycle sprocket, right? You had a big gear, a little gear, you know, it was like a bicycle chain. And you had a chain that, you know, connected the two sprockets together. Basic timing chain componentry. And then within the last 10 years, now we have engines that'll have, you know, four cams and one crank, or four cams, one crank, an idler, a tensioner, a drive the water pump. You know, all of a sudden that timing chain is the essential backbone of the engine, right? And it's added more stress and more, it does more of a job. You know, has the amount of timing chain, obviously the responsibility of the chain has gone up. Do you see more timing chain failures as a result of that added stress?
Oh, for sure. For sure. You know, like you said, it can drive up to four cams, you know, and sometimes you have multiple chains inside the engine to do that. You know, a three chain system or even a four chain system is definitely possible. So yeah, just the demands on a modern system with the VVT operation, like you said, water, driving a water pump, driving a balance shaft, driving an oil pump, just the demands on timing chain systems are way more than they used to be, for sure.
So if, you know, in a shortened sentence of, if there's something the consumer out there listening or the shops out there that are listening to get their customers to do, what sort of maintenance can people do to help promote the life of a timing chain? Because it's not something you can reach in and grease or lubricate, or, you know, it's not a service item during the course of an oil change, for example. But there are things people can do to extend the life of a timing chain, right?
Yeah, oil is going to be the number one, the number two, and the number three things that, right, that they can do to keep a timing chain system healthy. The oil is critical, both pressure and supply. The timing chains all need to be properly lubricated. You have metal links, you know, combined with metal pins, you know, working together. So naturally, over time, there's going to be wear. And then, you know, your timing chain tensioners that keep the chain tight and you know, keep instability from occurring. They all require a massive amount of oil to keep that chain, you know, properly tensioned. And then, like I mentioned, modern variable valve timing systems also are heavily dependent on oil supply. Without that oil supply, you can get instability in that VVT system, which is going to cause damage to the timing chain system as well.
So let's talk about that for a minute. You know, we're going to pick on Ford here. And listen, we could pick on any of the engine manufacturers. They all have their issues with VVT. Ford has known issues with their variable valve timing actuators. Now, Cloyes makes replacements, right? And that's a pretty big task. It's not easy to go against Ford Engineering and say, hey, we're making a better mousetrap, right? Mm-hmm. You know, what sort of engineering, you know, it's not like if it happened on Monday, by Tuesday, you can't have the part ready to go out the door. What sort of lead time does it take? You know, Ford decides you start to look at engines as they fail and break down. You know, is it 3 months to market? Is it 6 months to market? And what's sort of some of the steps that you have to go through to verify that what you're doing is actually competent, if not better? And with Cloyes, it's always better. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So kind of in the aftermarket, we had the benefit of some hindsight. You know, applications that we're developing to have been on the market for a while. We see the issues. We see some of the solutions that maybe the OE manufacturers come up with along the way to help those, you know, initial problems that a new platform may have. Being an internal engine component, we're not coming to market with products as quick as, you know, a brake pad manufacturer may do. You know, a lot of times an internal engine component is going to be covered by the powertrain warranty for much longer than, you know, most product lines are. So we've got a little bit of benefit there. We've got time to kind of study applications, study, fixes from the OE manufacturer and come up with a good solution when necessary to correct some of these issues.
So do the manufacturers come and talk to you guys? Do they, you know, recognize you for what you are and who you are and say, hey, we've got this problem. How can we make it better? Have you ever had that opportunity?
Well, Cloyes is an OE manufacturer. We've worked with Ford and GM and Nissan and many others in the past. So there is a relationship there. But yeah, a lot of times we're looking at what they've done on their own to find solutions in the aftermarket.
So when, you know, Ford's VVT actuators, it's a problem, right, on the trucks and such, the engines that have it. Is it the actuator itself, or is it more a case of people aren't doing, you know, the three reasons of the three levels of maintenance? Oil. Are they doing cheap oil changes, incorrect oil changes, you know, too long of an oil change interval, and it's just beating the actuators up and they don't work?
Yeah, it can kind of be a combination of everything. You know, maintenance is absolutely critical. You know, on the Ford phasers that have the real bad, you know, reputation, on the Ford, like 5.4 liter, three valve engines, Those suffered a lot from camshaft journal wear, and the VVT actuators are fed from the solenoid through the camshaft journal into the camshaft in order to get the oil supply to the phasers up front. And a lot of those were suffering some camshaft journal wear, which was not allowing the oil supply to properly reach the VVT. And then we did some things in the aftermarket on the closure replacements to help in situations like that for sure.
So in this day and age of tight supply chains, right, it's a tight supply line out there. You know, today in the shop we couldn't get oil filters. You ever hear of a car called Honda? We were out of Honda oil. You know, we buy them by the case. The supply house was out of Honda oil filters for today. Today and tomorrow probably won't see a shipment until Friday. And you know, at what point and how, you know, does that affect Cloyes? You know, you've got to get to the stage where you're going to, you know, you can't get certain componentry, and you're always sourcing. Have you changed how you, you know, create these kits that you make?
Well, there's definitely been changes. You know, I will say Cloyes was leading the industry when it comes to fill rates during the COVID, you know, time period. They did a wonderful job preparing for it, having multiple sources for components to be prepared for situations like that. And just, you know, working on our feet to get, you know, approved, you know, push products through the approval process, you know, to ensure that we had parts to supply our customers. So.
Right. Yeah. Cause it's critical. You guys are so big. You know, you're like the unsung supplier behind the scenes that nobody sees. And, you know, it's when Cloyes runs out of something, it's a problem because a lot of the industry comes to a halt, especially engine assembly. And without engines, we can't put vehicles together. And without vehicles, we don't have an economy, you know, new or used, right?
We run into many issues where the OE manufacturers were back ordering chains. They were 6 months behind, you know, 6 months turned into a year real quick. And we were keeping vehicles on the road just on our own, just because we had parts and nobody else did.
Yeah, I betcha. Hey, Cody, let's pull over, take a pause. Let me ask you to sit tight for a minute. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. I'm here talking with Cody Smith of Cloyes Gear and Product. We're going to both take a pause and be right back after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back. Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're here talking with Cody Smith of Cloyes Gear and Product. Cody, welcome back, sir. Thanks for sticking around. Can we talk a little bit about replacement interval? You know, is there a replacement interval for timing chains and components? I mean, what parts fail first? Is there something the listeners should be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, there kind of is and there kind of isn't. I mean, chain systems will fatigue before the expected lifespan of an engine. But don't expect a vehicle manufacturer to provide you a replacement interval for, you know, time and chain systems like they would on a belt system. Time and chain systems really aren't considered by manufacturers as an internal engine component, or they are, you know, considered an internal engine component. So, you know, the interval is just not provided like they would on a belt. The expected lifespan, you know, kind of greatly depends on the oil system health for sure, but also the engine design and the, you know, the demands placed on the engine.
is it acceptable? You know, I mean, can we get an engine to 200,000 miles and maybe it doesn't need anything, but it's had the three levels of maintenance: oil. and then you know, the other engine, you know, the identical vehicle at 100,000 miles. You know, yeah, we went to 10,000 miles on one oil change and we went to 12 on the other, and then we did one at 6 and then we did one at 8. And yeah, it wasn't, you know, maybe we didn't use the best oil we could find. We kind of didn't worry about manufacturer spec. Is that the one that is more likely at the 100,000 mile mark to need that timing chain or have a stretch chain or guide failure and all the other possible ways that chains go bad?
Yeah, for sure. But there's definitely other factors there. You know, manufacturers are constantly trying to reduce like noise, vibration, and harshness, and reduce, you know, rotating mass. No two timing systems are the same, so you're naturally going to find systems that don't hold up as well as others do. So those NVH initiatives, they have a huge impact on the design of a timing chain system. So some chain systems are just designed to withstand a little more abuse than others are.
Right.
You know, and then you said, of course, oil change intervals and maintenance is huge.
Does coolant, you know, correct coolant service, a properly operating cooling system, you know, an engine that's running a little hotter than it's supposed to, is that going to have an effect on timing chain componentry somehow, some way?
I mean, it definitely could. You know, I would consider kind of the impact on the oiling system when you're speaking to, you know, engine operating temperatures and things like that.
Right.
So of course, a good, healthy operating oil system at proper, you know, oil temperatures is going to lubricate better than, you know, than otherwise.
So everything comes back to maintenance, right? Just keep doing what they're doing. Oil changes, coolant service, probably even fuel system cleaning, keeping the engine running balanced and clean, a good PCV system. Everything comes back to affecting oil life and its ability to lubricate and do what it's supposed to do. And
and you nailed it on the PCV system. You know, engines that have issues with PCV are definitely, you know, you're going to see hand in hand PCV issues with time and chain issues,
right,
for sure.
So, Cody, in our last minute and a half, Cloyes, they make some common kits now, right? What are some of the common engines? I mean, you guys cover everybody, but what are some of the big sellers right now that Cloyes has come to market with?
Oh, you know, we've got a full OE replacement line. We cover over 90% of all, you know, vehicles in the North American market. You know, of course, most commonly our heavy hitters are going to be like the GM High Future V6 that, you know, had timing system issues from the start. The Ford 3.5 EcoBoost applications, and even the front wheel drive 3.5s are big because of the driving of the water pump, and water pumps typically have a little sooner replacement interval than the timing system. So a lot of times the system getting replaced as a preventative measure. And then of course GM Ecotec is huge. And then we still see a ton of the Ford modular applications, even though it seems like they hadn't built that engine now in 15 years, but
right,
we still sell a bunch of those things.
Yeah, and I guess that's because there's just so many of those vehicles still out there on the road. And, you know, you compare the price of a new pickup truck, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 to the price of a, you know, a timing chain overhaul, a couple of grand, it sure makes sense, right?
Yep, especially with the price of used vehicles and new vehicles now.
Right. Yep. Hey, Cody, where can the listeners go get more information if they want to, you know, read more about Cloyes and maybe possibly see you on your YouTube channel? You big star, you.
Yeah. Just visit our website at cloyes.com, our YouTube channel. Just search Cloyes on YouTube, and that should pull right up. And if you really want to keep up to date with new, you know, videos and product offerings, you can join our ShopMasters community on our website at cloyes.com. We'll send you a newsletter about once a month. We're not going to fill your inbox full of clutter, but that'd be the best way to really keep up with what we've got new.
Cool beans. Cody, it's been an absolute pleasure, sir. We'll get you back again real soon. You have a great rest of the weekend.
You too. Thanks, Ron.
You're very welcome. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're back right after this. Don't go away.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox